Bangladesh is home to the world's largest refugee camp, housing more than a million Rohingya Muslims who fled a brutal military crackdown in Myanmar.
Border cross achi mani border hase achi I read you border gura tumare.
To help ease overcrowding in the camp, authorities have begun moving tens of thousands of refugees to a remote island. But critics say there is a severe lack of medical facilities, jobs and education on the island.
If the premature baby is born, then it's difficult to survive that baby.
And refugees say once they arrive, they are unable to leave.
Zainabari.
101 East meets the Rohingya families living in exile on Basan Char. The people in this convoy are heading to a new life. On these Bangladeshi Navy boats, 3,000 Rohingya refugees prepare to reach an island in the Bay of Bengal. Among them is 19-year-old Ashtara Begum and her husband, Usman. These cards issued by the United Nations are all that remain of their identity. Like most of the passengers on this boat, Ashtara and Usman fled Myanmar in 2017 after years of oppression. Tired of the harsh living conditions in the refugee camps in the south of the country, the couple say they chose to leave everything and move to the newly created island of Basan Char. Situated off the mainland, authorities developed the island to house Rohingya refugees. After four uncomfortable hours on the boat, Ashtara and her husband received the address of their new home. Like everyone else, they don't know how long they'll be here. With 23,000 other refugees, Ashtara and Usman will have to learn to adapt to a new life in these concrete buildings. Their new home is 15 square metres. For decades, thousands of Rohingyas have been fleeing Myanmar to escape persecution. The tipping point came in August 2017, when the country's armed forces and Buddhist militias launched a military campaign, which led to brutal massacres against the Muslim ethnic minority. More than 750,000 then escaped to neighbouring Bangladesh, bringing the number of Rohingya exiles there to more than 1 million people. They settled in Cox's Bazar. But 5 years after the influx, the sprawling camps are overflowing with people. Sheikh Hasina, the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, has been unable to negotiate the repatriation of the refugees.
The Rohingya crisis is in its fifth year now. Yet not a single forcibly displaced Myanmar national could be repatriated to Myanmar. Despite the uncertainty created by the recent political developments in Myanmar, we expect enhanced focus and active support of the international community to find a durable solution to this crisis.
Myanmar refuses to recognize the Rohingya as an official minority in the country. They're categorized by the current authorities as Bengalis, who immigrated illegally in the last century. Bangladesh's government says the island of Basanchar will help ease the severe overcrowding in Cox's Bazar.
Bangladesh, despite her huge population and economic constraints, invested $354 million in order to ensure a better life for 100,000 Rohingyas in Basanchar. ...120 cluster houses, including cyclone shelters, were built, equipped with water reservoir, eco-friendly kitchen and separate bathroom. Bangladesh government deserves great appreciation for undertaking such a unique initiative for the cause of humanity.
We are one of the few television crews given permission to go to the island since the arrival of its first refugees. But filming is only permitted under constant surveillance by the authorities. On arrival, we meet 36-year-old Ramjan, who moved to the island 15 months ago with his wife, Amma.
I do it, Dada.
I love you, Dada.
He tells us he came of his own free will. He and his wife live here with their 11-year-old daughter Noor, 8-year-old son Husman, and their baby son who was born here in Basanchar. The family of five were allocated two rooms and must use common toilets. The facilities are basic, but the family has learnt to adapt. In Myanmar, Ramjan was a successful farmer. He and his family lived in a large house on the edge of his fields. Today, they live in limbo.
Border cross ashi mani border house ashi. I read you border gura to mare. Guli mare bon man murgi de ase ana sara bon man do dudru pani man do goli er bote ki. To ye kulo sarkar kolo ki gora ta hon ara re nyan to basa de sarkar. Age age en lagar han man na na ba fi. Sinda ba han no shi lage.
Ramjan and his family have been waiting here in Bangladesh for more than 5 years. The country isn't a signatory to the 1951 Refugee Convention, which guarantees the rights to freedom of movement, education, or work.
Ako, Rajan bhai na. Hello, how are you?
Ramjan relies on food distribution to feed his family. He can claim one full ration per month. To manage this humanitarian crisis, Bangladesh has had to rely on the United Nations and numerous donor organisations to help sustain life on the island. But the international funds are running out.
Per month, আমরা 1400 পরিবারকে কভার করতেছি এবং এলপিজি 62% আমরা কভার করি এখানে বাসন্তরে একসময় বন্ধ হয়ে যাবে তখন আলটিমেট আসলে এটা দেওয়াটাও কষ্টকর হয়ে যাবে কারণ गवर्नमेंटের একার পক্ষে সম্ভব না এটাকে মানে ম্যানেজ করা তো সেক্ষেত্রে এটা অনেক বড় চ্যালেঞ্জিং হয়ে যায়
With recent humanitarian crises, including the war in Ukraine, donations to support the Rohingyas are drying up. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees recently stated that aid groups need to raise nearly $900 million to continue helping these displaced people. Meanwhile, Bangladesh is trying to prepare them for autonomy on Basan Shah. Farm animals have already been moved to the island. The government has also allocated small plots of land, which can be used to farm. The refugees use every available inch to grow food, including the few square centimetres of land in front of their home. But Ramjan was less fortunate than others. When he arrived, he was given a small piece of land on the edge of a river, which has now dried up. Ramjan goes to the plot several times a week to try to grow vegetables for his family. Without good access to water, the soil in his vegetable garden is difficult to cultivate. Despite the harsh conditions, Ramjan says he doesn't miss the old refugee camps in the south of the country.
No, সরকার দেখি আমরা দেখি সরকার হন্নতে নিজে খুশি নিজে এখানে আছি কি আর এটা জামলা বেশি হড়ে ক্যাম্প কতবার ক্যাম্প গিসা গিসা যে কিভাবে দেখি তাইব খুশি হাসি করি রে আমরা দেখি খুশি হাসি করি জায়গা তাই রে কা নিরাব থাকি বলে এরকম করে
ছিল But like the other refugees, he isn't allowed to leave the island without special permission. Since its creation, humanitarian organisations have been concerned about safety and the lack of facilities on Basan Shah. In June 2021, several thousand displaced refugees gathered to protest their living conditions on the island during a visit by UN inspectors. The High Commissioner for Refugees has since signed an agreement with Bangladesh to work together to improve Basan Shah. Khalid Hossein says the government's determined to continue moving the refugees.
আমরা যখন এদের রিলোকেশনটা শুরু করতে চাই at first তখন আসলে কিছু চ্যালেঞ্জ আমাদের ছিল চ্যালেঞ্জগুলো হচ্ছে না জানা চ্যালেঞ্জ রোহিঙ্গাদের মধ্যে এক ধরনের ভুল বিশ্বাস ছিল বা তাদের ভাষান্তর সম্পর্কে এক ধরনের ভুল ধারণা ছিল আমরা দিনের পর দিন তাদের সাথে কথা বলেছি তাদেরকে রিয়েলিটি যেটা সেটা তাদেরকে বোঝানোর চেষ্টা করেছি এবং যখন তারা প্রকৃত ঘটনা জানতে পেরেছে তখন জেনে খুশি হবেন যে এখন কিন্তু অনেক বড় সংখ্যক দলপতি মানে যখন আমরা রিলোকেশন যখন করি তখন কিন্তু আসে আগের তুলনায় কিন্তু এখন বেশি আসছে
We ask why they need special permission to leave the island.
আপনি যে আমরা সবাই জানি যে যখনই অন্য দেশের কেউ এরকম রিফিউজি বা ডিসপ্লেসড হয়ে আসে তাকে কিন্তু সেই দেশের মধ্যে ফ্রিলি মুভমেন্ট করতে দেওয়া হয় না কারণ হচ্ছে যখনই ফ্রিলি মুভমেন্ট করতে দেওয়া হয় বেশ কিছু প্রবলেম সেখানে ক্রিয়েট করে
In the meantime, one refugee tells us he sees the island as a refuge. 30-year-old Munir Ahmad arrived here with his family just over a year ago.
My family, my wife.
Munir was just a baby when his father brought him from Myanmar, fleeing a wave of violence in 1992. He grew up in a small Bangladeshi village. But in 2017, the government launched a vast census program and he was forced to move to the refugee camp. In Cox's Bazaar, Munir says his life became hell on earth. Both Munir and his wife left behind their parents in Cox's Bazaar. And because they are still waiting for their UN refugee cards, they haven't been able to leave the island to visit. Resigned to his stateless condition, Munir's trying to rebuild his life on Basan Chan. With his last savings, he was able to buy a bicycle, which he uses as a small taxi. Munir manages to earn a few dollars each day transporting other refugees. But it's difficult to make a living. The government is building medical infrastructure on the island. But for now, there's just a handful of private clinics run by NGOs and this government hospital.
Ek bachcha ki bhorti hai ki ese bachcha
bachcha nyashbari
yarai.
The hospital has about 20 beds and several specialized consultation rooms, but the government is struggling to finance the medical facilities and the equipment remains basic.
Type of challenges, especially the orthopedics case and the acute emergency cases, it's very difficult. And we don't have any neonates stabilization center here. So if the premature baby is born, then it's difficult to survive that babies.
The hospital can't manage extremely serious cases. patients have to be sent to the mainland by boat, a grueling four-hour journey.
Boats are not possible sometimes. If the environment is not okay, then we can hire the boat and can send the patients. So this is the main challenge. We don't have any sea ambulance, so we are asking support from different donor agencies and NGOs to support this hospital. Otherwise, the referral is very difficult.
No official data is available on the number of refugees who have lost their lives to untreated medical emergencies. But Khalid Hossein, who's in charge of the camp, says conditions here are still better than in Cox's Bazar.
It is a better place because Cox's Bazar is a shelter gulo khub beshi bhalo na. Tader pray shelter repair korte hoy. Shelter materials near jonno oi nirdishto point e jete hoy. Tader road oto bhalo na. Tader toilet facility comparatively ekhankar che bhalo na. Actually Bangladesh সরকার আপনারা জানেন যে আপ্রাণ চেষ্টা করতেছে. I hope that maybe we will start this repatriation very soon. But I humbly request all the UN agency, UNHCR, other countries to help Bangladesh to repatriate them.
The repatriation of Rohingya refugees has become a top priority for the government of Sheikh Hasina. Several rounds of negotiations between Bangladesh and Myanmar have already taken place in the last 5 years. But all discussions came to a halt after the government of Aung San Suu Kyi was overthrown in 2021 by the military junta, who's persecuted the Rohingya community in Rakhine State. But despite the coup, the refugees say they're ready to return to their homeland, on one condition, that their repatriation comes with the recognition of nationality. Until then, Bangladesh continues to relocate them to Basanchar. But according to many NGOs, living on this newly formed island exposes thousands to serious dangers. It only recently emerged from the sea.
Basanchar's shorelines have changed rapidly since it emerged in the delta 20 years ago. The silt island is at high risk of flooding because some of the world's deadliest cyclones occur in the Bay of Bengal.
Authorities in charge of the island firmly refute these claims. They tell us that everything to ensure the safety of refugees has been addressed.
Shobu, site ki pochhechen apnara? Thik ache. Amader ekta sadha micro navy. Ota ta aste aste amra kichu kotha kotha bolbo ar ki apni thakben. Vestes por ache na shobu?
Abdullah Al-Mamun is an engineer. He's in charge of a major project on the island, aimed at protecting its residents from cyclones.
This is the engineering camp. It's my camp, actually, where I belong.
This artificial embankment made of sand stretches for 12 kilometres along the coast.
Mukti. Material kick collect from the reception area that we get before from the sea, and right now the dewatering is completed and the bed construction is start now. In Bangladesh, the high tide water is around June to July or September, something like this, where the water level at the upest is around 6.8 to 7.5 meter CD. The embankment will be 12.8 meter CD.
On the mainland, 60% of the coastline is protected by embankments.
Bangladesh is the lowland country, lots of river there, and we have Bay of Bengal. So to protect all the water, we have many embankments in around the country, but this is the highest level of embankment as per my knowledge.
The government insists that the infrastructure on the island is also weatherproof. The buildings were built on stilts, and each block was provided with a storm shelter. Since the arrival of the first refugees, the island has experienced four cyclones, but no major flooding. If negotiations with Myanmar remain stalled, Bangladesh is planning to move more than 100,000 refugees to the island of Basanchar. unwanted at home and unable to live freely in Bangladesh. They're forced to continue living in limbo.